Daisy, why don't you give me your answer, do? I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. I can't have a stylish marriage, 'cause I can't afford a carriage. But you'd look so sweet upon the seat of a bicycle there for two. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. You're driving me crazy, oh, for the love of you. We can't have a Spanish marriage, I can't afford a carriage. But you'd look so sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. You'd look so sweet when you're sitting on the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Thank you very much. Hello, Truman Bradley. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas.
Hiya.
Well, fine.
Well, Dinah, the order of the day seems to call for songs to the men in service, with best regards from the girls back home.
Right, True. The sugar rations never let the rugged, beloved lads down, so we're taking on the double.
Wait just a minute here, Dinah. What's this on the double talk, huh?
Oh, nothing to it at all. I've just been studying the newspapers from the camps, trying to catch up on the servicemen's jive talk.
I get it. The rugged lads are those same servicemen.
Yes, sir, and really rugged, too, if I may say so. And, of course, the sugar rations, to their way of speaking, means the girls back home. And on the double means getting right to it. Mm-hmm. See? So, for the rugged lads from the sugar rations, here's a helping of melody. It's one that seems to be a special favorite out there and back home, too. A sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island. A sleepy lagoon and two hearts in tune in some lullaby land. The fireflies glee, reflects in the stream. They sparkle and shimmer. A star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the trees all dance in the breeze and float on the ripple. We're deep in a spell as nightingales of roses and dew. The memory of this moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you. La ra 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 a sleepy lagoon and you.
I don't believe it.
Well, honest, Kay, I didn't mean to bring something home to you.
Isn't that a little square box in your top pocket?
Oh, I don't know myself what's in my pockets half the time. Might be an old box of matches or something.
Oh, please, let me see it.
The curiosity of women.
Oh, come on.
Well, I suppose I might just as well let you have it, as long as you want a box of matches so much. Here.
Never saw matches in a box like this. Oh, it's a bracelet. With your insignia on it. Oh, what a nice thing to bring me, Jimmy.
Oh, gosh, Kay, it's nothing. I wish it were something real important.
But, Jimmy, that bracelet does represent something real important in Kay's life. It represents the fun and excitement, the happiness and romance, that Kay seemed to miss out on until just a short time ago. And then something happened that brought about a very decided change for the better. Kay made a discovery. She discovered a sure way, the Mum way to banish undaintiness. That's M-U-M, Mum, the famous underarm deodorant cream. Because, you see, Mum doesn't let you down. It safeguards the freshness your bath gives you. For though your bath does take care of the past, Mum protects your daintiness in the hours ahead. Take only 30 seconds with Mum at any time, after you're dressed if you like, and it gives you sure, dependable protection when you need that sure protection most. And all the time, Mum is safe. It does not irritate your skin, does not harm the fabric of your daintiest dress. So no wonder a recent survey shows that more women and more men use Mum than any other preparation of its kind. Why don't you get a jar from your druggist tomorrow and discover the sure way, the Mum way, for yourself? You know, Dinah,
mm-hmm.
I heard your old program the other night.
Oh, you mean the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin
City? Yeah. Yeah, and they're still knocking themselves out kidding the classics.
Oh, we had some wonderful times on that show. Incidentally, I was just thinking about singing a song today. We used to do that quite a bit. In fact, so much that every time I saw a downbeat coming my way, I figured I'd have to give out with "How Come You Do Me Like You Do, Do, Do." Sat up till daybreak, couldn't even sleep a wink. I sat up till daybreak, all I could do was think. The way I'd been treated would drive a woman to drink. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't done nothing to you. Do me right or else just let me be. I can beat you doing what you're doing to me. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Right about now is the time for that Gordon Jenkins specialty number. Take a melody of summer nights and a tropical moon and give it a special rhythmic treatment, and you get the Jenkins rendition of that romantic pagan love song.
And the song of the week. Dinah, what are the letters called for this week?
Well, Truman, for the song of the week, we usually do an old favorite, you know. But recently, a lot of fellas away from home, especially overseas, have written in to ask what songs are popular now here in the States and what songs we think are going to be popular before long.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps tonight we could combine the two, because here's an old melody that I'm sure you'll all remember with a set of words that are brand new. It makes it a favorite of the past, and well, we think it's going to be one of your first choices for the near future.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dinah Shore sings Manhattan Serenade.
I have the memory of a lovely refrain, and in my heart it will forever remain. Our song was like a blue-white gem. My darling, do you remember that night in Manhattan was the start of it? We lived it and we loved every part of it. The glow of moonlight in the park, the lights that spelled your name, the autumn breeze that fanned the spark that set our hearts aflame. Our kiss was a skyride to the highest stars. We made it without touching the handlebars. And I gave you my love to the melody of the music, the madness that made our Manhattan sing.
Sunshine, drop the boys a line. Tell them everybody's feeling fine, fine, fine. Let's do it, girls, right now while you're thinking about it. Write him a letter, and when you have time, drop me a line and let me know what you'd like the boys to hear. My address is Dinah Shore, Blue Network, Hollywood.
Before Dinah says goodnight, a reminder to all of you. Won't you remember to make Mum your word for charm? Get a jar of Mum. That's M-U-M, Mum, from your druggist tomorrow.
And now this is Dinah Shore saying goodnight until next Friday to all you fellas in the service from us girls at home. Good night, fellas. Good night, girls. Night, everybody.
Remember, next Friday night, Dinah Shore, same station. Truman Bradley speaking.
This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.
KECA, Los Angeles.